When France surprisingly went to war in Mali last January, they repeatedly promised their offensive was only temporary. But in a declaration that's caused little surprise internationally, the French defense minister said France will keep around 1,000 troops in Mali indefinitely, and that the force could, quote, intervene in neighboring countries to intervene in any terrorist activity.
I'm not surprised. If you remember well, this was the same thing with Libya. In Libya, we were supposed to intervene very quickly and smash the Gaddafi regime, and all would be sorted in a few weeks. Now you see the mess in Libya.
For many, it seems that France is reverting to its longtime role as the self-appointed policeman of Africa, with the so-called global war on terror as justification.
Mali could become the Afghanistan of French imperialism, you know. And when it will backfire, you'll see a change in the opinion of the French people as soon as they understand this can last for years, as it's been lasting for years in Afghanistan. With which result? No result. Who controls Afghanistan?
France is reportedly set to buy 2 drone aircraft from the United States for use in Mali. Critics note that drones are often used for extrajudicial assassinations outside of war zones. Many believe that France will create the same situation in Mali as they have done in Ivory Coast. For the past decade, a UN-sponsored army composed almost entirely of French soldiers have protected French interests. In 2011, following a tightly contested election, the force decisively protected Alassane Ouattara, ex-French President Nicolas Sarkozy's close personal friend, and ultimately sent incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo to the International Criminal Court. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.